Hello and welcome to The Silver King's War. I'm Michael Sievers, the writer, producer, and creator of this podcast series about my father's Second World War as a B-26 bombardier. This is an introduction to the first in a trilogy of plays about the Silver King. This play, The Silver King, is about a young man, Stanley Silverfield, who joins the United States Army Air Corps to serve his country as an aviator. Stanley was born in April of 1923 to Milton and Sarah Bell Silverfield in Birmingham, Alabama. He was a freshman at the University of Illinois when the United States Congress and Franklin Delano Roosevelt declared war against the Axis powers on December 8, 1941. Over the course of Stanley's war, France fell to Germany. London survived the Blitz before Pearl Harbor. Allied forces invaded France in June of 1944, and two nuclear weapons forced Japan's surrender in September 1945. As the draft loomed, Stanley finished the school year and joined the enlisted reserve corps in June of 42. And then he rode a troop train from Birmingham to Nashville, Tennessee in January of 43. Thompson Lake, Tennessee was home to the Army Air Force Classification Center. Air cadet candidates were tested over an intense week to determine their next training stop. Stanley, a hopeful flyer, was posted to pilot school at Maxwell Field in Montgomery, Alabama, in 8 days. His rise began over 3 weeks of living with 38 men around coal stoves in a woodshed. It was a shock, but the guys and food were good. He's 6 feet, 160 pounds, with 20/20 vision. His goal, to become an American aviator. 90 days later, Stanley washed out of pilot school in Lakeland, Florida, his rating flying deficiency. And 9 months after that desperate day, in January of 44, he graduated from bomber school in Carlsbad, New Mexico. Second Lieutenant Stanley Lester Silverfield, Bombardier Navigator, Army of the United States. On November 5th, 1944, Stanley saw Germany for the first time. He rode in the nose of a B-26, the Martin Marauder, the Greenhouse. Stanley dropped death so others might live. This is the Silver King's War.